was going to speak about the eruption of the volcano in Iceland, which took place the 10th of April 2010. It happened 2 weeks ago approximately. In fact, there is a volcano which is an third eruption and an ash cloud which is spread in the sky and covered a big part of the north of the Europe. What has disrupted the airlines traffic and the Iceland population? There are warm lava flows and black ash clouds everywhere around the volcano, which were dangerous for the population and animals. After to be stopped, the activity of the volcano has started again in order to move under an ice cap. Because of this eruption, it brings about a lot of consequences, just as well on people and trade. It's really dangerous because in contact with the lava, the ice starts to melt and the clear steam causes lots of explosive eruptions. We notice there are gases which destroy above all the breath of people. It's very dangerous for the health. The ash lays and damages the engines so they can break down. It's not caution. The ash prevents airplanes to take off and by consequence the trade in Europe. Of this fact, the merchandise flowing from Iceland and other countries was stopped. All the orders were cancelled. It's not a good thing for flower shops because there is an administrative professional's day next week. It will fall sales. Otherwise, the most of owners manage to receive flowers, but they are premium, which are sent, and it's more expensive than usually. The fresh produces must be thrown if they can be sent. Because of the flight ban, lots of people are obliged to stay in the airport. It's necessary to supply them, and there will be probably some people who could be laid off, who could be fired. This ash cloud affects also the agricultural trade, which are farmers because there are shortages and produces are covered by this ash cloud. The big and small business felt above all the main export markets. The airline's traffic has been stopped and there isn't travel insurance for people, so they can be refunded. However, the Eurostar took advantage of the situation, because several people have decided to take the train in order to come back in their house and to see their family again and to work, of course. On the whole, this eruption has a big impact on society, on the population in Iceland and everywhere in Europe. This eruption has monopolized lots of people on the society in general. The Iceland has been neglected by the traffic. People who still living over there take risks because the eruption of the volcano can start again any time.